This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about something that certainly not well understood in academe. I was there a long time ago when it was not well understood, and I don't think it's gotten any better in the meantime. But it doesn't have to be that way. One way to find out exactly what our form of government's all about, our Constitution is supposed to be doing, is to read the book Our Republican Constitution. Randy Barnett has given us this tome that really lays out the American system of government, why America is rather unique. In fact, there's every reason to think that we really are kind of a special place, as noted in a foreword to the book. Margaret Thatcher had said, and oh, how I wish she could have been our president, Europe is a product of history. America is a product of philosophy. And Dr. Randy Barnett has given us a pretty good idea why that is and why it's so important. Dr. Barnett, thank you so much for what you've been doing and for the for this particular book, Our Republican Constitution.
Oh, thanks so much, Larry. By the way, I love your opening theme song. The Peter Gunn theme is a perfectly appropriate music for the show.
And now I know more or less how old you are.
Yeah.
That's my age
actually,
check.
No, I was a little older than Peter Gunn with that, but I do know that. But I was around. At any rate,
I wasn't much older.
Craig Stevens, as I recall, played Peter Gunn on TV.
Now you're better informed than I.
And that's a Henry Mancini term.
It was Henry Mancini. That part I remember. And
right.
I think it's iconic.
It is. I have to tell you, though, before we go too far, I'm a lawyer. I am not a doctor. So I respect people who have PhDs, but I have a Juris Doctor. So I'm happy just to be called Professor Barnett or Randy Barnett. You can call me Randy Larry.
Okay. Well, if now with a JD, technically, I guess you are a doctor, but I respect that and be glad to refer to you accordingly. Anyway,
great.
Let's get down to business. Let's
yes.
take off from what Margaret Thatcher said. What a nice insight she had.
Right, and that comes from the foreword to the book by George Will. I was very flattered that George wrote the foreword to the book. I also have book blurbs from Mark Levin and Mike Lee and Phil Crystal. So I'm very excited about the people who've read and liked the book. And as you noted in the opening, this is a book about the nature of our government, and it tells the story about how a republic is different than a democracy. And I've always heard from growing up that we live in a republic and we don't live in democracy. But frankly, I don't think I was completely clear on what the difference is between those two things. And if you look up in the Oxford English Dictionary the word republic, the definition of republic there is called, it says representative democracy. So if that's really what all it is, there's not that much difference between the two. And this book recovers what I think is some of the major difference between
yes.
a democracy and a republic, a constitutional republic.
Well, one of the things that I think is paramount is that the whole idea of the purpose of the government is rather different. The democracy is to express the will of the people. And the republic, as you rather clearly make the point, is to protect the rights of the people.
You put it the most succinct way possible. I really commend you for that. Of all the interviews I've given, that is the most succinct summary of the difference between the two systems that I've ever heard.
Well, it's such a tremendous difference that you developed in the book. I think if we could get our politicians to understand that, and perhaps more important, get the voters to understand that, whoa, what a difference that would make.
Right. So let's go back and figure out, like, where this came from. And the book starts, chapter one starts with the Declaration of Independence, which, after all, is the document that founded the country. First we had the Articles of Confederation, then 13 years later we had the Constitution. So the Constitution was our second crack at government, but prior to that, the country was formed by the Declaration, and the Declaration explains basically what we the people are, who we the people are. We the people is the first three words of the Constitution, and who are we the people? Well, there are two ways of looking at who we the people are, the Democratic way and the Republican way.
I thought that was a really great way to lay out the difference, because otherwise it can be very confusing, and there's a lot of politicians that think confusion is just fine.
and it's not just politicians. It's ordinary, good-hearted, conservative people who have always accepted the idea that we the people are a group, and if we the people are a group and government is supposed to be ruled according to the will of we the people, then the only way that will can be expressed is by a majority of the people. And so the purpose of a constitution is to express the will of we the people, to express the will of a majority of people, and anything that gets in the way of majority rule is suspect. And one of the things that gets in the way of majority rule are unelected, unaccountable judges. So there are good conservatives who are skeptical about the role of judges in a constitutional democracy, because they get in the way of we the people as a group. Then there's we the people as individuals. That's the vision of we the people that has largely been lost, but it's right there in the Declaration of Independence. And I spend chapter one of the book talking about the Declaration. And in the Declaration, it says that we have, that people are endowed with certain unalienable rights, which are the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And those are each individual rights. I want to stress that. They're not group rights. They're individual
rights.
Right. And then the next sentence of the Declaration says, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Then it goes on, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. To secure these rights shows that first come rights in the previous sentence, then comes government. The purpose of government is to secure these rights, and they're instituted amongst men. Government is not us. It does not express our will. Government under this vision are the servants of we the people as individuals, and tasked with a job. Number one, we empower government to protect our rights. And then secondarily, we then need a Republican constitution. We need a Republican constitution to empower government to protect our rights. And then secondarily, to protect us from our agents or servants in government. And so a constitution then does not bind us. A constitution is the law that governs those who govern us, the law that governs those who govern us. And each and every one of them take an oath to that particular constitution. You have unanimous consent by everyone in the government to follow the rules of that constitution, and they should not be allowed to change those rules without going through the amendment process. And that gets me to the final point, which is that within a constitutional republic of this kind, judges are also servants of the people, and they have an important role to play, and that is keeping all the government actors to play according to the law that governs them, according to the Constitution. And so they have a job as our servants to say no to the legislature. And when we, one of the individual sovereign members of the public, gets into a dispute about with the legislature, a subset of us, about the proper scope of their power, judges should be neutral and fair when adjudicating that dispute and rule against the government when they've exceeded their what the Declaration calls their just powers.
It's interesting that then we the people, is just to rephrase what you've been saying, is not a democratic notion. It's not a consensus to be obtained at the ballot box, but we the people are individuals, and even the verb tense I think helps, are individuals.
Yep.
And the whole idea of that government is to protect our individual rights, not to enable us or empower us to go grab other people's stuff, which
Absolutely.
I'm afraid is kind of what we're looking at today. We're talking about our Republican Constitution. That's not a partisan Republican. That's a structure of government, folks. We're talking with Randy Barnett, book author. We're going to be back after the message.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking about our Republican Constitution, and of course it's for the purpose, as the subtitle says, securing the liberty and sovereignty of we the people, we the individuals of we the people. And Randy Barnett has given us a really great tool to use in helping explain to our fellow Americans something that very likely was not laid out well, either on purpose or at this late point in our educational calamity, by just simply misinformation in our school system. And what a great opportunity you've given us to try to set that notion back where it belongs. Government is the servant of individual Americans, who are we the people. And wow, what a difference that would make if we could get politicians beckoning to that notion.
Absolutely. And this book came about, Larry, as the book starts off by talking about my role in the Obamacare challenge. I was the lawyer who first came up with the idea of why it was that the individual insurance mandate was unconstitutional. And working with the Heritage Foundation, I put together a legal memorandum that ultimately the Republicans in the Senate adopted and eventually the attorney generals adopted as their legal challenge, and eventually I became one of the lawyers in that case. And for 2 years, the nation was riveted about that case. We've done all this raid at the Supreme Court. Law professors dismissed our theory as frivolous and off the wall. And yet, when we got to the Supreme Court, we had 3 historic days of oral argument, which, as you know, is very, very unusual. And it really looked like we were going to win the case. And in fact, we got 5 votes for our theory that an individual purchase mandate is beyond the power of Congress to enact. We had 5 votes that said we were right about that, and yet we lost the case because John Roberts, the Chief Justice, adopted what he called a saving construction, in which he said he needed to defer to the legislature to give the statute a reasonably possible meaning, not a natural reading, which he said was our reading, but the reasonably possible reading, because to do that, he could uphold the law, and he was bound to do that out of this notion of judicial restraint. And so what the lesson I took away from that was, and the reason why I wrote a book about it, is that it was not enough to get the Constitution right. We had 5 votes for our reading of the Constitution. You also have to get right the role of judges in a constitutional republic. Mm-hmm. And John Roberts was selected by a Republican president, George W. Bush, because he hewed to this notion of judicial restraint and deference to the majoritarian will of Congress. And he acted, in some sense, true to his philosophy, but against the Constitution. And I wrote a book to explain to the general public, and this is my first book written for a general audience, why that's the wrong role of judges in a constitutional republic.
It certainly elevated the role of judge to, well, and we saw Roberts do it before our very eyes. He basically rewrote the statute. And that was just stunning that he would endeavor to do such a thing in plain sight.
Right. Well, he rewrote the statute so he could uphold it, because under the doctrine of judicial restraint, his job as an unelected, unaccountable judge was to defer to the majoritarian branches in Congress. And this idea goes back a very long way. Conservatives inherited this idea from the progressives, who were criticizing the court for getting in their way, and they adopted this notion of judicial restraint, which conservatives in the 50s and 60s inherited and just accepted. They took on board, and this book tells the story about the rise of progressivism, the decline of our Republican Constitution, and then how the modern conservative movement adopted the progressives' vision of judges, which, after the Obamacare case, they've come to regret and, in many cases, reconsider.
Now, that's quite a little a bit of history compressed. Maybe we ought to try to flesh that out so people can see how this has been happening in front of our very eyes. But I don't know that it's gotten that much of a pushback.
No, it hasn't. And, of course, that's why you write books, is because, you know, books can only accomplish so much. But one of the things they can do is remind us. And this book is attempting to provide a Republican narrative, a narrative of how our country was a republic, what that means, how it was defective as a republic in the beginning, in part because it allowed the majoritarianism in the states to decide the issue of slavery, and especially in the and then in the territories as well, where people got to vote on whether some people could own other people, and if a majority voted for slavery, that was okay. And the Republican Party arose to challenge that idea in the territories. They replaced the Whigs, and they adopted the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, made our Republican Constitution much better. But then, with the rise of progressivism in the late 19th century and all through the 20th century, our Republican Constitution got in the way of this progressive political agenda. And for that reason, progressive presidents like Teddy Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson and Herbert Hoover and Franklin Roosevelt all appointed justices who would get out of the way and allow progressive legislatures to do what they wanted. And then the irony here is that beginning in the 50s and 60s, the modern conservative movement adopted this progressive notion of judicial restraint. In fact, it was Arthur Schlesinger Jr., a liberal historian from Harvard, who first adopted the phrase judicial activism to accuse some on the court of deviating from judicial restraint. And I talk about that in the book as well.
Almost enough to make one's head spin as we have these different positions being taken, depending apparently on whether it suits me or not. And I guess one of the things that I see, even in your brief description right now of what's been going on, is the idea that there's really let the idea of there being a fixed law above man take the hindmost. We're beyond that. And when it came to the issue of slavery, there was this notion, which nowhere is supported in the scripture, that all of these people said that they adhered to, that you could own other people. And now we see the same basic notion being upheld with abortion. And lest gun owners think they don't have a dog in that fight, a government that can decide whether you ought to exist and whether you ought to be free probably can determine whether or not you ought to have a gun and under what limited circumstances, if maybe.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are some judicial restraint judges like Judge J. Harvey Wilkerson, who is a Court of Appeals judge, was always considered to be on the short list of presidential nominations to the Supreme Court when Reagan and Bush one were president. Fortunately, even though he's a very decent man, he didn't get on the Supreme Court because he criticized the Heller case as being a judicial activist case because it was invalidating a popularly enacted law, and it shouldn't have done that. And even though there's a written Second Amendment, he thought that was judicial activism, and I debated him in front of the Federalist Society on that question. That's what you get with these restraint, these good old fashioned restraint conservative judges. What we need is an engaged judiciary, Larry, who understand that it's their job to say no to the legislature when it violates the Constitution, including our individual right to keep and bear arms.
One of the things that I took away from your book, I hope I got it right, give me a chance to get it right or wrong, let's take a break right now. Hear the music coming. We're talking about our Republican Constitution. Professor Randy Barnett teaches law at Georgetown University, and probably a lot of people wish he weren't there, but I, for one, am very glad that he's there and that he's written this book.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back. Thanks for being with us on this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. We're talking with Professor Randy Barnett, teaches law at Georgetown University. We're talking about his book, Our Republican Constitution, and we were just getting ready to talk about the idea of a law above the Congress, even the Constitution, and how that may or may not apply, as some of our judges see it today, the notion of judicial restraint being somewhat flexible. certainly the idea, one of the ideas seems to be that we uphold legislative acts, and those are the ones that the decision will stand, rather than even if a decision is in violation of the Constitution, we're still going to respect that most recent decision. And I've for a long time found that to be kind of the seed of judicial usurpation. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. And if you think the only rights we have are the rights in the Constitution, then you, for example, don't have a right of self-defense. That's not in the Constitution. People try to read that into the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, it protects the means of self-defense, but it doesn't mention self-defense itself. You don't have a right to raise your children. Where does it say in the Constitution that you have a right to raise your own children and not have the state take them away and raise them for you? It's not in the Constitution either. If you think the only rights we have are those that are in the Constitution, well, we have very, very few rights indeed. I agree that the idea that judges will follow their own rulings before they'll follow what the original meaning of the Constitution is the problem. As you know, in the McDonald case, the original meaning of the Privileges or Immunities Clause of the 14th Amendment was clearly meant to include the right to keep and bear arms, because, of course, the protecting the rights of free blacks in the South was something that the Republicans in Congress were very anxious to do. And yet the Supreme Court, only Justice Thomas was prepared to use the Privileges or Immunities Clause to protect the individual right. He provided the fifth vote, but four conservative judges used the due process clause and modern substantive due process to protect that right, rather than the original meaning of the Privileges or Immunities Clause where it began, because of precedent, they said, and also, I think, because they were afraid of the specter of unenumerated rights.
Heaven forbid we should have to deal with unenumerated rights, even though they're clearly protected in that Ninth Amendment. That's always been a puzzle to me because it looked kind of like a blank check or no check at all, depending on how one started out with his view of government. And we've been trying to sort that out for a long time, I think.
Right. Well, Robert Bork famously in his – and he was a judicial conservative of the kind I'm criticizing here. He famously referred to the Ninth Amendment as an ink blot. And to remind your listeners what the Ninth Amendment says, it says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, I guess, was part of the reason why we were not all that keen about having Robert Bork elevated to the court. Yes, he was a conservative, and yes, he would have been probably a lot better than some others that were in the mix, but he was certainly not the best the constitutional position could have hoped for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Doug Ginsburg, who was nominated after him, would have been much, much better, actually. But unfortunately, he didn't make it either.
That would have been the good Ginsburg.
Yes, the good Ginsburg, yes. I have to mention, Larry, I'm sure we're running out of time, that I'm now a new gun owner. I've shot all my life, but I've never owned a gun. But because of what's going on these days, I feel like it's my patriotic duty to own. So even though I live in the District of Columbia, thanks to the Heller case, it's okay for me to own a Glock 30 and a Mossberg Maverick. Those are my first two gun purchases, and I'm enjoying them quite a bit.
Well, it's a nice way to get started, and if you're only going to have two, at least for a while, not a bad start at all. And I must say, I have heard over time many people, in fact, I've bought my first quote-unquote assault weapon, semi-automatic rifle with a large magazine, back in the time, what was it, in the early 90s, when we began to hear from our liberal superiors that these were things that shouldn't be in the hands of mere citizens. And I thought, I think I've missed something. If they're really that concerned about folks like me having one of those, I'm going to go out and get more than one.
Well, that was my philosophy. I also have a place in Virginia where I'm going to keep my ARs. I just haven't gotten them yet.
Well, I know others who do quite the same, and of course, if you have enough land and take that much, you can also enjoy them right there on that place in Virginia.
Well, to get a little plug, I went skeet shooting at Central Virginia Sporting Clay. I don't know if you've ever been there. South of Charlottesville, and I went there last weekend and had a wonderful time, and I haven't shot skeet since I was a kid, and I was shooting a 20-gauge, which turns out to be a little more challenging to actually hit the pigeon with the smaller spread, but I had a wonderful time, and it was great, and I highly recommend Central Virginia Sport Clay.
Well, I would say you were putting feet on our Republican Constitution. That's the kind of thing that the founders thought was a good Sunday. They'd go to church and then they would go out shooting. And,
absolutely.
That's sort of the epitome of the dreadful notion the president seems to live in fear of, folks like us clinging to our religion and our guns. And, of course, that's been really with us since the beginning of this country. I've got a picture that I refer to fairly often that I'm looking at right now on an opposite wall in the office, and it shows some broad-brimmed hat Puritans going off to church, presumably because they've got Bibles under their arms, the men do, in the snow, and with their free hand, they're carrying their muskets. And I thought, what a representation of what got us started. The president got it right. He just doesn't like it.
Well, if your audience will go out and buy Our Republican Constitution, it's on Amazon.com for $18 in hardcover, and you can get it on a Kindle for $13. If they go out and buy a copy of my book, then that will allow me to get more target practice in and maybe to expand my collection. And I will be there to protect the Second Amendment with my good friend Alan Gura, who I should also mention is a Georgetown law grad. And he and I worked on, I worked with him on the Heller case, and I worked with him on the McDonald case. And President Obama, as you know as well as I do, Larry, has been the world's greatest gun salesman. And as a result of his friendliness to the Second Amendment, I now am a proud gun owner.
It's really been extraordinary. I can't tell you how many people I personally have talked to. And we know that from the gun sales, the spike in them, that you're but one of a gazillion Americans that have said, oh, yeah, who says I can't go get one?
Exactly.
And I think that's very encouraging, that the American spirit still includes that don't tread on me notion. After all, that was the Culpeper battle flag with that coiled snake. And it seems to me that that coiled snake is still around, and people like Obama really ought to be careful where they put their feet.
Well, I agree. But on the other hand, we also really want to fight this out in the courts, not just ourselves. And the courts are there to prevent violence by ruling for us. And it was Justice Roberts who disappointed us and said, basically, go away from the courthouse. We're not going to protect the Constitution, so you've got to do it. And as a result, we now have Donald Trump as our candidate. Because he basically said, you find your own Obama, and people got so annoyed at that, and they sort of got disillusioned about the Constitution, but Tea Party folks did, and now they're going to try to get their own Obama to try to assert their rights politically, and it's hard to blame them.
It's understandable, if not something that we celebrate. We've got another segment, our last one coming up with Dr. Randy Barnett. Randy Barnett, Esquire, I should say, law professor at Georgetown, Our Republican Constitution. We're going to be right back.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today to Professor Randy Barnett, Georgetown University. His book, Our Republican Constitution, lays out why it is that our form of government came to be, what it's all about, why it's absolutely something that we ought to be familiar with so that we can protect ourselves from people like the president, but hardly he alone. Most of his party seems to be quite determined to turn us into some kind of one-party state led by a great leader, and constitutions just seem to be an annoyance. The president has given lots of indication of that. He has a pen and he has a phone. Why can't he get these things done?
Right, and I have a chapter of the book, Larry, about the rise of the executive administrative state, which Congress has given the president so much power, so much discretionary power.
Because then they're not on the hook. Gets them
they're not
away
on the hook.
From
And also it means that they can hire, since they only have 535 of them, they can only write so many laws. If they can let the administrative state write all the laws, then they can write as many laws as they can hire people to write. So it allows them to outsource lawmaking to the executive branch, gives them the discretion. And then when a president like Obama comes along and exercises his discretion in ways conservatives don't like, he can point to all these laws that gave him the discretion, and they came from Congress. There's a lot of people who are critical of the president, and I am one of them. But I think conservatives have to do some rethinking as well about what their thinking of the Constitution is. And many, many conservatives have bought into this democratic notion of the will of the people. And as a result of that, they have undercut the court's ability the court's willingness to protect the rights of each and every one of us from our representatives in the legislature.
Let me just give you an example. I don't want to name names. There was a time back, I guess it was in the 90s, when there was a Republican control of the Congress, and they thought that passing legislation dealing with how judges were going to be nominated and protecting incumbents from election was going to be okay because Republicans were going to stay in office. And the consequences down line to the Constitution of what they were doing, just they literally wrote off quite consciously. And I thought, they don't get it. They don't have the undying love of the American people. The media will see to that. And sure enough, the time came when the Republicans didn't have control of the Congress. And some of them were honest enough to admit, oh, my bad, shouldn't have given them all that power.
Right. I mean, remember, if John Roberts gave us Obamacare, it was a Republican president, George W. Bush, that gave us John Roberts. And why did he do that? It's because the conservative political movement and legal movement has been arguing for judicial restraint since I was a kid. And this book is an effort to straighten out what people on the right think about the role of judges in a constitutional republic. And to get that right, you do have to understand the difference between a republic, which in which we the people means all of us, each and every one of us, and a democracy in which we the people really means just the majority of us who gets to have their way.
And a majority boils down to those in control who claim to speak for the majority. It becomes
Absolutely.
Really a rather small handful of people, and it's exactly the opposite of what the founders were seeking and the kind of government that initially I think they really did have, although I must admit that the first Congress involving people that had been alive and participated in the war for independence couldn't wait to try to restrict speech. So it was when I came to realize that, it was a lesson to me that, well, there go I, but for the grace of God, that even people of that stature could get it so wrong, knowing exactly how clearly it should have been in their mind what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights was all about.
Right. Well, you know, I think the founders were great. It was a great generation. They were very smart. They devised a better Constitution than I think most people today would know. The smartest of us, my fellow law professors, would devise if they had the power to do so.
Yeah.
But they were far from perfect. And in fact, the book tells the story about the rise of the Republican Party in the 1850s to try to improve the Republican Constitution that had been deficient in very important ways by allowing states to be so majoritarian that they could authorize the ownership of some of their people by others of those people. That's just too much power for state governments to have. And thanks to the Republican Party, and thanks to the Republican Party, we had limits placed on those powers in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments.
And what an irony that today most blacks, and I guess many other people considered minorities, get it completely wrong. They assume that the Republican Party has been their enemy, and at the moment, too many Republicans are incapable of articulating what you just stated. They don't get it themselves. I think they're just in it to win the next election, and that's not real helpful.
Right. Well, I do think that the Tea Party movement, when it got started, was a constitutionalist movement, and it was the greatest popular constitutionalist uprising that I've witnessed in my lifetime. And I'm afraid, though, Larry, that as a result of Chief Justice Roberts' Obamacare decision, they got so demoralized about resting on the Constitution that they are now going off in a different direction. Many of them, not all of them, of course, but many of them. And looking for a populist instead of a constitutionalist, and maybe we have to get this out of our system. And this book is about how we need a constitutional Republican Party, and if it's not the current Republican Party, because it's not going to be the Democratic Party, so if it's not the current Republican Party, then we need a new second party that will be a new constitutional Republican Party.
I think we're either going to have to take the Republican Party over, if that's possible, and if that's not, then I hate to think of going into another party, because that's been very unsuccessful historically, but I'm not sure where else we go, because the present mechanism in the Republican Party is kind of set for default to big government.
The book is about what the role of judges are in a constitutional republic as opposed to the role of judges in a democracy. And to understand the role of judges, you have to understand what a republic is. And a republic is there to protect the rights of each and every one of we the people, not just a majority. And as you say, a majority that's just being a handful of people. It's a majority of 535 people in Congress, for example. They get to speak for everybody. It's not like that. And in a constitutional republic, judges are there to protect the rights of we the people, and we need to pick presidents and senators who will confirm people who understand that. John Roberts doesn't quite understand that, and most all the current justices don't understand it. Clarence Thomas, I think, comes the closest of those who understand it, and he's a hero of mine, a good Virginian. And we need presidents who will pick and senators who will confirm better justices than Republicans have given us in the past.
At the moment, it appears that the Republicans might actually, to my pleasant surprise, hold tight on not enabling Mr. Obama to nominate a judge to fill the vacancy created by the death of Antonin Scalia. But that's not going to get us out of deep water, because even next year, in with a new Congress, we still are going to have to be able to clearly put forth what it is these judges should be doing. And there's still time in these elections yet before us to make sure that these candidates understand we're not looking for some sort of consensus. Type judges. We're looking for judges that really get it, that my individual rights need to be protected as part of we the people.
Well, first of all, I think that we're so critical of Senate leadership and Republican leadership in Congress that we ought to commend Speaker McConnell for basically being the person who has stopped consideration of Merrick Garland. If it weren't for his support, that would not have happened.
You know what? As one who's been extremely critical of McConnell, I'll second that motion. I am delighted that he has held tight. I'm not sure exactly why, but he has, and that it has been a really terrific development.
And Republicans, you know, they don't get all the credit they deserve for what they have done that's good, and that's one of the reasons why people are so angry. They don't realize that some of the things that have happened have been good, including that. I actually thanked him personally for it when I happened to see him. I ran into him, and I saw him. But then I do think if the Democrats win, that the Republicans will move to take up his nomination. I think this is something that, as a matter of principle, they're holding out for the election to see what the next president's going to be. And I'm afraid, though, that if the Republicans should win, if it should be Mr. Trump and somebody tells him that the job of a judge is to say no to him, that he's going to pick the good old-fashioned restraint conservative as opposed to the kind of judge that I think we need in a constitutional republic.
Randy Barnett, Georgetown University Law School, author of Our Republican Constitution. I think you're right. That's what this election is all about. That's what we got to do regarding Mr. Trump, folks. Thank you so much for being with us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.